The Bright Side Home Theater Podcast is a spoiler podcast. The opinions and reviews are solely those of the Bright Side Home Theater Podcast.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is Bright Side Home Theater.
Hey, home theater nerds. I'm back and I have an idea. I haven't done this in a long, long time. Honestly, I don't even remember the last movie I did this with, but after watching Gemini Man last week and seeing a good, fun Will Smith action movie, well, it was only a couple days later and Bad Boys for Life dropped in the theaters and the weather cooperated. I can't really work today. So you know what? I decided this is what I'm going to do. I got up early this morning. I'm about to watch Bad Boys in 4K. I've had the disc for a while, haven't watched them yet, and I figured this is a great opportunity. So I'm going to do Bad Boys, come back in, talk about that. Then I'm going to do, obviously, Bad Boys 2, and I already have my tickets for the 1 o'clock showing for Bad Boys for Life. So, hey, something fun to do with my theater. That's what I'm going to do. Before we get to that, next week we have Terminator Dark Fate in 4K coming out. I'm really looking forward to that. I don't think I could do a Terminator. We'd need a hell of a snowstorm for me to have to do a marathon of that. So that isn't in the cards. But I wasn't able to see Terminator Dark Fate in the theater, so I'm really looking forward to it next week. So I'm sure I'll be squeezing that one in. But I have plenty of other things that I've done already, so we'll see next week. But I'm having fun. Let's see where it goes. But for now, I'm going to head on over to my theater. First up in this Bad Boys marathon is the movie that started it all, Bad Boys. Martin Lawrence, Will Smith. I haven't seen this movie in a long time, long time. Watched it a lot in the 90s. I own the Laserdisc. Really enjoy the movie. Never seen it in 4K, never seen it in Atmos, and I gotta say it was a treat. It was fun. I don't really think it was that much different though, to be honest with you. Like I said, I haven't seen this in a long time, so, you know, I just remember it being fun and being loud, and it's still fun and loud. I thought the picture was really good. I've never seen Bad Boys with a picture this good. But I don't think it's the best 4K rendering. I thought, you know, Jerry Bruckheimer type film. You got fog and indoors in every room, setting the atmosphere. Dark, high contrast scenes. Lots of neon. We're in Miami. The slow motion pics. The sweeping shots. It is typical Jerry Bruckheimer. I thought the movie had great pacing. A lot of fun. I thought the sound was very clean. That's the best way I could put it. The Atmos was very clean, but it just felt like a really good 5.1 mix. It didn't feel like an Atmos mix. It didn't really feel like it engaged the overheads that much. I'm sure they did, but this movie wasn't made at the time when they had Atmos, and they didn't redo it. So basically, they took the 5.1 mix, put it into Atmos and said it's Atmos now. It's got some good panning from left to right a couple of times, you know, like Will Smith or Mike Lowry would close the door and getting out of the car. Actually, there was one scene he's getting out of the car and right after he says something, you can hear him open the door, but the sound of the door opening is off to the left because he's in the passenger seat. Little stuff like that, but there really was nothing like you'd say reference quality here. I really, really enjoy the movie. Glad I own it. But it was, you know, it's just a nice 1995 movie. Textbook 90s movie. But I do have to say I really enjoyed that final battle at the end. I should call it the final gunfight where they basically blow up a hangar. Tons of explosions. Fire everywhere, gunshots, the music, the the drums and in the music, and it just, everything was very clean. Noises all around the room, explosions. Then they come out of that and they go right into that chase scene in a, I don't know where they were going. It's kind of funny. You got Martin Lawrence in the driver's seat of the Porsche, and he's like, they're supposed to be doing like 120 down a landing strip, and he's racing the Cobra, and he's steering. And if you watch him, watch his hands on the steering wheel. He's going back and forth like he's steering a boat in the ocean, like nice. And I mean, big hands are at 10 and 2, but they're slowly going back and forth. And at 120 miles an hour, you would have flipped that thing. But the intensity, the shots of the cars, the roars of the engine, really, really fun. Really enjoyed it. Can't wait to throw in Bad Boys 2 and see how that compares. I know, obviously, that's a newer movie. Still, that one's, what, 2003, I think? I haven't looked yet. That one's probably... So that one's 17 years old. We got Bad Boys at 25 years ago. That's insane. Last week, Gemini Man, I think that's where I came up with this. It's like, you know, I know in Gemini Man, and they said they used his footage from Bad Boys to get the, you know, get the image that they wanted of a young Will Smith. And he's definitely young in this one. But I'm going to head back into the theater, check out Bad Boys 2, second movie of the three movie marathon for today. And through the magic of podcasting, I'll be back. Boom, I'm back. And I open with boom because, wow, after that movie, Bad Boys 2, I'm still jacked up. That was so much fun, so much fun. There's a theory that sound is 70% of your enjoyment, of your engagement in a movie. Well, Bad Boys 2, it's got to be up around 80, 90% of your enjoyment. This movie has, the sound is insane. I'll get to that in a second. Let me just briefly go over the picture. The picture was stunning. Stunning 4K. HDR on this is so, so good. The colors are so bright. There's such high contrast. It looks so good. The blacks look good. The brights look good. It just is the club scenes. You have bright lights, dark scenes, and bright lights at the same time. It looks so good. It was so much fun, and it was so clear. It was just such a good transfer for this movie. And to be honest with you, the sound overshadows everything. If you had a really bad picture in this, it would have taken and distracted, would have taken away and distracted from the movie. But it was really good. The one thing I'll say though is the 2:39:1 aspect ratio. So Bad Boys 1 is in 1.85:1 aspect. And I really like that in my theater because I have a 16:9 screen. So when I don't have to use the masking, I have a bigger screen. It just looks nice. So when I looked at this and saw, oh man, the sequel, I thought at least they would be the same. The sequel had the 2:39 and I'm like, oh, I got to put the masking up. So I put the masking in, and I'll be honest, as I'm doing it, I was a little disappointed. I'm like, this isn't going to be as fun. Boy, was I wrong. This blows away Bad Boys 1. This movie from beginning to end has unbelievable bass. I mean, it's a textbook Michael Bay movie. The bass is so engaging. The sound is so engaging throughout this entire movie. It's 2.5 hours long, but you don't feel it. You don't feel, well, I can't say that. There was a couple of scenes when they were laying traps for the rats and stuff, or putting in the wiretaps in that scene. That dragged on a little bit because you just wanted to get to more action. But the action in this movie, the sound in this movie, it was just so good. Let's get to some of the scenes because there were so many. The first scene at 28:20, the muscle car chase scene, I call it. You've got the sounds of all the muscle cars. You've got the sound of the Ferrari, all very distinct, sound incredible. You've got bullets going off everywhere. The gunfire sounds very clear, very distinct. The bass in each shot was crystal clear. There's a gunfight in the middle of all this that is just, you know, bullets and guns firing all around the room. The entire room, every speaker is engaged. Then this chase scene, evolves or devolves into a highway chase scene with a car carrier, and they start throwing cars at Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. Ferraris dodging cars, explosions going off, noises all around the room. This scene goes on until 37:09 in the movie. So you're looking at a 10-minute long chase scene of just full engagement of every speaker in the room practically. Then at the 49-minute mark, we have a gunfight inside a house, and you have Will Smith spread eagle in front of like a fireplace. So at the far left of your screen and the far right of your screen are Will Smith's hands with a gun in him. He starts firing them, and each of those speakers start going off when he fires from there. That was fun. They spin around to show you the 360 view. They go around the room, so the sounds follow you around the room. That was so much fun. It really feels like they just tried to do anything and everything they could do creatively with sound. Let's try and get them in a situation that we can just create some great sound effects. And they did that. There were some gunshots going off over your left shoulder behind you. And Will Smith's on the screen, and he looks on from the screen. He looks over your left shoulder, and he shoots to the left side of the room. And you could hear his shots from the center channel. And then you hear him hear his shots land behind you like he got the bad guy or whatever. It was a blast. It's like you're looking, you hear the shots, and you're like, you know, I'm playing Call of Duty every now and then, and you can hear shots where they're coming from. And it's like Will Smith hears it, turns his head, and he shoots behind you. And it was just really cool and really well laid out by the sound designer and the sound editor. At 1:23:20, we have the quote-unquote Dan Marino chase scene where they commandeer a Cadillac from Dan Marino, who was on a test drive. It's a pretty good scene, not as good as the car chase scene where they were throwing cars. In this one, they were just throwing dead bodies. But the one thing is, in all of these scenes, there's tons of action going on. Everything, it's just, you know, you've got noise all over the room. Speakers are engaged. But then they just jump back inside the car, and you have Will Smith and Martin Lawrence just yelling at each other back and forth. And it's hilarious. The scenes are so funny. You're getting it into the cars, and it listening to them is a riot. And it makes the chase scene so much more enjoyable. Not that they're not already enjoyable. There's a really cool scene in the mortuary when they're inspecting the bodies and stuff. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence get in there, and you know, of course, Martin Lawrence is about to throw up. He doesn't like it, but really cool, subtle, well, maybe not so subtle because it was thunder, but the overheads felt really engaged on the thunder in that scene. Like they're inside the room and the thunder's over their heads, and you could really feel like you were in that room. That was pretty cool. Then, of course, the final battle, the climactic battle when they're trying to escape Cuba, and it's basically a giant H2 Hummer commercial where they're escaping in the yellow Hummer and everything. That scene had obviously big trucks. It had big guns. It had little guns. It had rocket launchers, big explosions, little explosions, houses blowing up. I mean, like I said, they just put them in situations where they can just explode stuff and create sound, a sound environment that they can just have fun with. And this movie, just so much fun. I'm about to head out to see Bad Boys for Life in the theaters. I'll give a spoiler-free review of that when I get back. So far, my day has been great. Bad Boys, it's a good movie. Bad Boys 2, reference quality from beginning to end. It is, I mean, I'm with Martin Scorsese on this one. It is an amusement park ride, and there is nothing wrong with that. It is so much fun. I had put this in and just, when you got 2.5 hours to kill and you just want to be on the edge of your seat. I can't remember what it was. There was one part where I clapped. It was so much fun. But yep, I got to get out, get to the movie. Through the magic of podcasting, I'll have my spoiler-free review of Bad Boys for Life coming up in your time in about 2 seconds. But I'll be back. That's my second Arnold reference. All right, I'm back. Wow, what a day. I wasn't sure when I came up with this idea if I was really going to go through with it, and I'm really glad I did. A lot of Bad Boys content today, but it was a lot of fun. this third movie, Bad Boys for Life, definitely the third movie in every sense of the word. I rank it third. It was good. It was really good. Different take. The Bad Boys have matured, that's for sure. The movie is a different take on the whole Bad Boys attitude, where it's coming. It's been 25 years since the first movie. And this movie it's a different take on that. It's a lot of fun. It's not the same type of movie as 1 and 2. 2 is by far my favorite movie. I've watched all three of them bang, 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 right in the row. Bad Boys 2 is the best movie as far as action goes, as far as being absorbed into the movie. I'll be really interested to see what Bad Boys for Life is going to be like when it plays in my theater. Obviously, when you're at home in your theater, it's a smaller environment. The sound mix is different. They mix it differently for the home. I don't know. The action sequences in Bad Boys for Life didn't seem to me like they're going to be as engaging. That doesn't mean that the movie isn't good. It's just there were some really good action sequences in Bad Boys 2 that just can't be duplicated. They could be, but they didn't do it here. Bad Boys for Life is more of a story, believe it or not. And that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing at all, but it's just not the same as Bad Boys 2. Bad Boys 2 is, you know, leave your brain at the door, have a good time, and then just, you know, Jerry Bruckheimer, Michael Bay action. This one here, it isn't a Michael Bay film. The director was actually Adil L.R.B., if I'm saying that right. You could tell it's not Michael Bay, but it's a good movie, good action, good story. They worked with what they had. Obviously, the actors of age, they leaned into that. They had a good time with it. And I really enjoyed it. Looking forward to playing it at home, seeing how it stacks up. Hopefully it comes out with a nice Atmos mix, nice 4K, because there's some good technology in this movie that should be fun to see. But I gotta say, this experience, this Bad Boys movie marathon, was a lot of fun. Don't know if there's any movies coming out soon that I'll be able to do this again with. Things just worked right for me. The weather didn't cooperate for work, so I had the day, and glad I did this. Think I might slow it down next week. A lot of action lately. Maybe I'll slow it down with something else. We'll see. We'll see what happens. What strikes my fancy. Let me know what you guys are watching. You can tweet me at BrightsideHT, or you can email me at BrightsideHomeTheater@gmail.com. Let me know what you've been watching. What scenes do you guys like? I'll have the scenes that I noted here. They'll be in the show notes. That's it for this week. Hope you guys had a good time. See you next Friday. Have a great week. Go push play. Hey, Fred. This has been a Hey, Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.